Viewer warning, use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world to get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home. Who's starting us off?
Ryan!
Alright, which one?
I'll start and just go this way.
Okay. Alright, go for it.
One of the Ryans.
Hey everybody, R2 here, Ryan Tucker. Here I play Flea Stick Sock Jelly. I am the Hobo Trash Master Cleric of the group. I am a MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, I escaped from a Iraqi trash prison gaining knowledge of the trash gods.
Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, he uses ungodly amounts of moisturizer to hide his wrinkles and appear younger.
Hey, it's Nate. My character is Duke Crystal. He's a 32-year-old drug-addicted barbarian of the group. And fun fact about Duke, he refuses to wear shorts just in case he loses his stash.
Gotta keep that gooch tight.
Hey, my dudes. I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact about Miss Muffin, she has 32 cats so far.
Hi, I am Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master, and my fun fact is, spread across their entire lifetime, the average person spends about one full year sitting on the toilet.
Oh my god.
Solid.
That's messed up.
Nice.
Not unless they're Amish.
Unless you got IBS.
What?
If they use an outhouse.
That's still a toilet.
A hole in the ground.
If they have Crohn's disease or lactose intolerant, it may be a year and a half to 5 years.
Yeah, I'll just say five.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to just take off where we left off. You guys decided to take a short rest of the last one and kind of kick your feet up and take a relaxing moment before you go after the Wizard of Light. Flea Stick Sock Jelly. As you go into your bedroom to just kick back and do what you need to do here.
Yes, I need to meditate.
But so as you go back to your bedroom and you go to meditate, you come up to your room and you're in front of your bed and you kind of sprawl out the trash on the floor. And how does this look? For his flea stick to meditate to his trash to pray.
It's looking pretty good, pretty beautiful.
Getting down like on his knees and
Oh, is that what you're
It's looking pretty good. Yeah. It's looking, my guy.
Alright, I get down on my knees. I'm just sitting there. I hold my hands out, wave it over the trash. Yeah. Just feeling and sourcing the energy of the trash. I just hone it in.
Okay.
And cry out to the Rumpke Trash God.
No!
To the Rumpke Trash God.
Okay, so as you do sit and you perform all this and you're praying to the almighty Rumpke, you hope to hear a call back from the gods, but you don't get a call back as in a voice, but you do feel the trash kind of pulse. And as you wave your hands across and keep meditating, the trash starts to disintegrate and turn into an energy of magic and flows back into you, and you are able to regain a spell slot as you're able to meditate with your trash and gain back spell slots.
Hell yeah.
excuse me. there we go. There's that. So you're resting up. Is there anything anybody else is doing special while they're trying to take their rest?
I'm moisturizing.
Archie's moisturizing.
Ew.
Smooth.
I need to feed my cat some tuna.
Feeding cats.
I'm sharpening the trench knife with a rock.
Sharpening the trench knife. Okay, good. Good deal.
Keep it A+.
All right, so as you guys kind of get your things back, gathered back up together and get your things figured out.
Grandpa's ready to
get dog. Get ready to go. What's up? Claire, level 3.
Am I level 4 or 3?
3. I think you guys are all level 3.
Oh. Level 3. I got 1360 XP, so we should be around there.
Alright, so you gather your things up, and you kind of start to step outside and make your way towards the Wizard of Light. Is there anything that you guys want to do in the town before you leave? Anything else, like stop at the stores, talk to anybody special? Anything at all?
Yeah, I might see if there's anybody I talk to in the cathedral.
Into the cathedral?
Are we... Which town are we in again?
Darkhaven, the emo town.
Let's go to the temple.
Yeah. Okay. Cathedral, temple. Let's go.
I'm going to go to the temple and check it out.
Okay, you guys are going to go to the temple. All right, so as you open the doors inside, you can see Lilith Darko kind of standing there still chanting and throwing her hands up. And you see a quick glimpse of a hatch in the floor starting to close as Lilith spins around real quickly and looks at you guys and says, oh, what are you guys doing here? What are you guys doing? I thought you were... Did you go after the wizard? Did you take him out? What's happening?
What's underneath the trap you just dropped there?
Do a persuasion check.
Split personality.
Split straight into
two.
It.
Let me just...
No sidestepping him or
not. Anything in persuasion?
Oh, yeah, shit. Plus five. Wow, seven.
Seven? Okay. You failed.
That is, nowhere near enough.
She says, don't worry about what that is right now, honestly. It's something we're taking care of. It's been a problem for a while, but don't worry about that. You guys go handle the Wizard of Light. We'll see what happens with this. Okay?
Nonchalantly tells Hazel to go snip it.
Go snip it?
Go investigate that, Hazel.
Okay. Hang on.
She's a cat, so...
She's a smart cat.
She comes back and she doesn't have anything.
imagine that.
She can't talk to you.
She goes, meow.
Yes.
You don't know she goes, meow, what I know.
And moves on.
You're like, good girl.
All right, so you guys do know that there's a hatch in the...
How many people are in this room?
How many people are in this room?
Yeah.
There's like Lilith Darko at the podium, doing her thing, and then there's like rows, like a line of people down the edges, always there, kind of chanting and...
Okay.
Doing their thing with Lilith.
It's possibly going to dose them with the cube. The gelatinous cube.
No, there's a lot of people in this place.
No dosing
them. Go about our business then.
Go about your business.
We'll
go after the Wizard of Light.
We'll be back.
They're
going to clear it out.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Clear it out. They're
a little sus.
Hopefully, not big, bad, big bone creatures.
That was a real sus explanation about what was going on.
How about one of you try and persuade her since I suck at it?
I only have intimidation as an option.
Intimidate her to show us what's in there.
Intimidate.
You want to intimidate these people?
I can.
They're helping you.
Possibly.
You asked us to help you and you're hiding stuff from us?
You may give a persuasion.
Let's just go take down the wizard and we'll come back and say we want what's in there as payment.
Okay.
And if they refuse, then I intimidate.
Yeah. That works.
Yeah,
sure thing.
I'll reinforce my intimidation after we take down the white wizard. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The white wizard.
Clan boss.
Gandalf the white
wizard. You guys kind of start to... Are you done in the town then? You going straight for the wizard now?
Why not?
Okay. You guys look off into the distance and you see the tower with the light beacon at the top. And you start to make your way towards the wizard's Tower of Light. As you approach, you see a super tall, like, five-story building tower, just circular building going straight up.
Mm-hmm.
A long set of stairs that head up to the first entrance of the building. You can see, like, some windows higher up, but not any other, like, entrance points other than the front door. What would you like to do as of now? Anything special before you try to jump in this piece?
How high up did you say it was?
It's five stories high, so about 10 foot each.
Each story.
It's a good click.
50 feet.
50 feet is the only entrance?
No, the entrance is on the ground, but I'm saying it's 50 feet high.
My goodie bag ain't got nothing for that. Not that kind of shit.
Let me see if my bat belt has anything.
Maybe we can trick them by knocking on the door.
You can certainly try.
I'll try knocking on the door then.
Okay. Go ahead and knock.
Get ambushed.
As you knock, you hear a voice from the back of the other side of the door and says, "Who are you and what are you doing in the Tower of Light?"
I boot the door open hard.
You boot the door open hard? Yeah. Okay, yeah, you kick the door open and you see like two statues standing over by a set of stairs. And they're like, "We weren't in front of the door if you were trying to kick us. What are you doing here?"
Oh, that ruined my climatic entrance.
Okay. In front of the door.
We weren't in front of the door. You'd be like, well, you should have been. We're here to see what's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's happening?
Where is the wizard?
That's it. They don't know what I'm talking about. They ain't that wise.
What's happening is that the Wizard of Light is here today, but I don't think he's expecting guests.
Oh, he is.
Is there a reason for why you're here?
To speak to the wizard.
We got an unscheduled appointment.
We're old friends.
Yes.
Okay, roll persuasion, Duke and
But I flex
Archie.
When I do it.
Duke and Archie.
I flex.
Well, that turns it into intimidation.
Good.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. So, Duke, do intimidation. Archie, try persuasion. See if you can talk them out of
I'm proficient, so hey, you want me to roll advantage on it? Or
you just add your proficiency. Okay. That would work.
I was hoping you'd let me cheese. Okay, so that's a 18.
18.
Intimidation.
What did you get, Archie?
A 5.
5. Okay. He looks at you like flex your muscles, and like it's not like he's a. You know what? Yes, it is. You see, like, a bead of, like, somehow water seep out of the, like, forehead of the statue. Like, it's, like, a little bit of sweat dribbling down his forehead. He's like, okay. The one flexing, you're all right, I guess. That's what's happening. So, you guys can go through, but just don't let your other friend talk to anybody, because his words were weird, okay? And then you guys are allowed to pass through.
I'm a weird worded gay.
You're allowed to pass through up to the first floor of.
Hell yeah! The thing.
Without having to kill them, I
showed my muscles.
Showed my muscles.
He said that the stone starts. This is leaching out some water.
Was that nervous
condensation?
Sweat? Was it nervous sweat?
Yes. You're dang right. It was
nervous sweat.
He said you're all right. He said, but all the rest of you, nah.
Okay, so as you walk past them, you go up like these friend. Cylinder spiral stairs that just keep going up to the next floor.
Creepy.
And you. Walk into this room, and it's like full of you see a bunch of just like junk scattered across the floor. Like it looks like oh god, I didn't even think of that. It looks like old books, like old barrels just kind of smashed onto the ground. There's
that's
like
trash.
Papers lying everywhere.
Solid.
That's trash.
Are you looking for some trash here? That would you like to do?
So yeah,
you can see kind of good contact.
I just stuffed some in your pack.
Roll me an investigation check.
D20.
Yeah.
8.
Shouldn't 8 too much investigating.
Yeah.
So you find.
Wait, hold on. 7.
7? Okay. So you don't find any trash that's like intact still. Worthy of like
scraps,
mended or anything.
You have to do reverse alchemy.
It's a whole lot of what you see in here. It's just like this is like you can tell this is obviously just a junk room. This is a storage room. There's a set of stairs in the middle of the room that spiral up. If you'd like to go ahead and continue, anything else you'd like to do?
Spiral up the stairs, please.
Yes,
let's get it.
If not, I was going to set all that on fire, but we will wait.
I'm dancing all the way up the steps.
Dancing all the way up the steps.
Yeah.
It's tripwire.
Okay, so as you walk up into this area, you get the sense real quick by the smell of food and such in this room. This is a kitchen of sorts. There is like a dumb waiter in the wall, like to lower food up and down through the floors. There's like a food storage, a wine bottle storage, a little washroom. All across this room, and there's like walls intersecting almost like in between into circles, into bigger circles. But this is most definitely a kitchen of sorts. Nobody seems to be inside here as of yet that you've noticed. And a big set of stairs in the middle that you came up continue up further. Anything else?
I'm smashing a bottle of wine in my gullet.
You smash it? Smash it? Okay.
Not smash it. Like,
drink it, yeah.
Shit, chug.
Take that shit down.
Oh,
okay.
Show. I mean, they got free wine.
So you go to grab a wine bottle off of the wall.
Uh-oh.
And when you grab the wine bottle, it, like, you go to drink it, as in, like, as soon as you go to pour it into your mouth, it teleports out of your hand and spawns back onto the wand rack.
Ooh.
What? In the
so
same
maybe
one?
Leave it on the rack and kind of try to tip it.
Just break the tip, break the end off. And
yeah.
Are you going to try that? Try and break the tip off?
They might fight us, the wine bottles, if I go attacking one.
You still leave it be in the mystery
as
of
now?
I'd
just tip it over and drink it while the bottom's
on the shelf. I mean, you could roll Arcana, if someone has Arcana, or you can...
I'm going to strength hold it. I'm just going to, like...
Just try and force it to go stay. Okay, try it. Give me a strength check. See if you can grip this so powerfully that magic
but
can't...
Gently. But gently. It's glass. I don't want to bust it.
But gently.
Powerfully, but gently.
That is an unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20. Okay, so... So yeah, you grab a hold of it, and you're holding it so tightly, like you're getting, you got a good grip. There's bottles not going anywhere, and as soon as you get it to your mouth, you feel like, oh yeah, this is it, this is the spot, and then it teleports out of your hand and lands back in the wine
rack. I smashed the entire wine rack.
Okay, give me roll a d20.
I will drink it off the floor.
Roll it to hit to attack. So whatever your pluses are.
So we're gonna hit it with the old Emerald Fury.
Fury Emerald.
That would be. Emerald Fury. 16, is that
it? Boil it.
Yeah, so you go to hit, and you, like, smash the shelf, and you're, like, raging, just, like, beating the shelf to pieces. As you destroy the shelf, the bottles are literally floating still where the shelf would be, as if the wine rack, like, the bottles of wine are all still intact, even though the shelf is gone. So you're getting a sense that something magically just holds these here until the right magic person wants it. As in probably the Wizard of Light. Like everything here is bound to his power.
Well, that's I pee on the bottles.
Okay.
All right,
well, he may be upset, but that works because they can't get away. So the bottles can't escape.
Good. He's going to be like, why is my wine smell like pee?
All right, is there anything else you'd like to do in this place?
Moral bash before they teleport.
Just pulls me up on the wall.
That'd be hilarious.
That was upsetting.
All right.
I'm just ready to leave after that. I urinated and I'm good.
All right, so we gotta go up the stairs to the next floor then, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just picture my dude sitting there like hand on forehead. Like, Pete. He's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, that wizard. If you guys... Whatever happens, if he tries to use that bottle, man.
Wait, if we kill him, will the bottles be normal literally. And I peed on him for nothing?
Maybe.
Probably.
He's gonna drink it and find out.
They'll probably all just fall and smash.
I mean, they're all mine, I guess. All
right, as you go up to the steps, you get up and you notice ahead of you a huge dining table. And you notice a...
Don't even try and eat none.
A little, like, two half-circle areas going off of the main room, like, hanging off the edge. One of them seems to have some kind of magical greater circle, like runic symbol flashing inside of it. Then there's another room. You see, on the left side of the room, you see chairs lining in a circle in a room. This is definitely a dining hall of sorts. There's like a small little side table with like some notes on it and such and books on the shelves. And then there's a long stairwell going up the side of the room that goes up to another floor. What would you like to do in here? There's also the big runic circle outside on the edge balcony thing.
Or inspect the bookshelf.
Bookshelf?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me investigation. Or perception, if you're just going to look it over.
20.
For natural 20?
Mm-hmm.
For which one? Investigation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or wait.
It don't matter, really. Natural 20 is natural 20, so...
Yeah.
All right, so, you kind of guide your hands across, and you're finding some scrolls of, Okay, so, you search through there, and you find a level 3 scroll of lightning bolt, and you also find a scroll of a level 3 fireball. So, yeah, there's that. Anything else you'd like to do in here?
Did you say something about a... What'd you say about the circle on the floor?
Yeah, in the outer like balcony area there's a like a triangle, like little circles in it, like a runic magic circle.
I'd like to investigate that.
Okay, go ahead and give me are you gonna investigate? You're gonna look at it? You're gonna touch it? You're gonna
okay,
percept it?
Let me see here. Okay, I'm doing perception roll.
Okay, so you're just gonna kind of like walk up and take a look and like see what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Give it to me.
What the fuck?
Natural one?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you walk up to check this runic symbol, you're like taking a few steps and then you don't see the little stairs that like kind of step down, like two, three little stairs, and you trip and you fall on it and you teleport away into a new area.
Wrong!
We'll deal with you in a second.
Yeah.
It will do
actually,
later.
No, we won't. We'll deal with you now. So,
I'm scared.
You teleport and you spawn up into another room. And ahead of you, you see, this. You see almost like a bedroom, is what it looks like. There's like a little, like, off to the side, there's like a little doorway that has a carpet, nice, really nice, like, carpet rug laid across it. A big circle room with a bed at the end with, like, torches sitting next to it. The middle of the room, there is a desk, and then on the far side, you see a set of stairs and another little magic circle on the ground. It's like a fireplace up ahead, and then behind you, you see another set of stairs. So that is you right now and there. Now we'll get back to you in a second.
I'm scared.
You guys, do you want to do anything else in this room?
I'm messing with the circle.
I'm messing with the circle.
Did you say there was a notes laying up there?
Yes, there are notes like laying on a desk in there.
Can I check those out?
Yeah. So you walk up, you kind of pick up the notes, and you see a lot of scribblings about like how to make food more magically nutritious, like how to make food more magically like better for yourself. Lots of notes on magic and food. You can tell that this guy's got rooms set up for specific things, and he likes to study specific things in those rooms. Anything else?
The floor circle.
You're going to deal with the floor circle too?
Yeah, we got to find out where Archie went.
Okay. It's fine. What are you going to do? You're going to percept it? You're going to go look at it over? You're going to touch it?
He wanted to look at it first, so let him go.
No,
he said he didn't want to touch it.
Oh, I thought he said he was going to.
He said, I want nothing to do with that thing.
Well, I'm going to.
Selective hearing.
You're going to percept it?
Yep, I'm going to percept it.
Okay, perception it.
All by my dang self.
I'm not the save people type.
I'm surprised
13 plus 3.
So you can tell that by looking at this thing, it's a teleportation circle.
Wow.
I'm going to jump in it so I can be with Archie.
Okay. You jump in it, and you are standing next to Archie in the same room that I described
what
before.
What up, bro?
You know what I'm going to do when he gets back to me?
What?
Go back in the circle and go back to the other room.
One-way trip, probably.
Yes, there is no other circle in this. Well, there is another magic circle across the room, but that's not where you came into.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You just kind of spawned in.
Is it deeper and deeper you get?
Yeah.
So it's up to you, yeah, kind of how that goes.
Jump in, let's get ready.
All right, so you two teleported up there. What are you guys going to do? There's the stairs in that room still to go up.
I go upstairs.
See if it comes to us. Go up the stairs.
You go up the stairs. All right, you go up the stairs, and lo and behold, there is Archie and Miss Muffin.
Yeah, should have jumped the portal. Should have done
it. Up.
We're not lazy.
Yes, he just had some portals. So
I did it by accident.
In this room, as I described before, yeah, there's a desk in the middle. There is what looks like a little globe kind of sitting there. The bedroom and the little runic circle over there in front of the stairwell.
I want to investigate the desk.
I'll go to the bedroom.
Okay, give me an investigation on that desk.
16.
16? Ooh, good. So you get, you look at the notes and you're like, you can definitely tell that he was like panicking. Like, this is getting serious writing here. Like, this is he's writing in the desk here in his own personal bedroom. He's got like scribbles of, the magical surge that happened in the areas and how it can alter things magically without any him actually doing anything with it. Like, he's wanting to know how to change things magically through the sheer force of magic, like just changing things. And you can tell that this writing is very stern. Like, he's serious about this, what he's trying to do. He's this guy is wanting to use magic to change lots of things into a way of light, of his perception of light. So, yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
I'm going to immediately run and just freaking dive right into the next circle.
I'm gonna search the bedroom.
Okay.
Searching.
Give me a dex save.
A dex save?
Yeah.
They tricked you. Got you used to hitting 14 convenient
plus
little portals.
14 plus 3? Yeah. Okay, so you go to literally just dive onto that next portal, and you just hit the ground and hit the thing, and you realize that this is not a teleportation portal. This is a magic trap. As it begins to like light up and ignite to blast you off. And you're going to take...
Oh, wow.
So
yeah, I wasn't messing with that
half
one.
So you're going to take one damage because you saved, so you're taking
half. How convenient you can just...
That ain't too bad. Yeah. It was worth it.
Yep. So there you go. A big light, like a beam of light kind of just radiates off of it and hits you.
Meow.
Actually, you're wearing your cloak, aren't you?
Yep.
You're going to take 3 damage.
Ooh. Total?
Or yes.
Yeah.
Because when you're wearing your cloak, you are vulnerable to light damage.
Dang it. Ooh,
you better remove that thing.
I literally said that would never matter.
We're literally fighting
a light wizard.
That won't matter. It's a lizard of light.
Okay. All right, now all that's left is the stairs and, you know, the other stuff across the room if you want to search anything else.
The bedroom!
You might want to take that off and put it in your
the bedroom? Bag. Okay, yes. You want to give me perception? You know, just look over the room, see if there's anything special?
That is 15.
15? So you can see a lockbox on his desk in the room. It's definitely locked, but there is a lockbox sitting on top of his desk.
Can I strength the lock?
You can try. Go for it. You're going to try and rip the chest open?
Yeah. 18.
Okay. 18. So you grab a hold of it, and as you start like ripping it and pulling it, the bolts on it start snapping, and like you rip it open, and then it teleports and slams back shut and locks again.
No. I'm going to test if I can move the chest or if it goes right back to the table.
Okay. You guys pick it up and like throw
it
across the room?
I'm just going to pick it up and hold it like a couple foot away.
So as you're holding it, if you're just like standing there, it doesn't do anything. It stays in your hand.
Walk away 5 steps.
Okay, it teleports back into the desk stand.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to that, I guess.
I guess.
Not until we take down the wizard's magic that's protecting all of it.
Get to the wizard. Get to
the
wizard.
Well, the lock is off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just shatter the lock. It just
doesn't want to be opened, apparently.
Can you peek in it, at least, to see what's in it?
You could try, but
someone with good slide of hand might be able to get in there and... pull stuff out before.
I'm sneaky.
It clamps on
you
your
can
hand.
Try. You
strength ain't gonna work. Badly. It's too fat. It might close on your hand and
take
some fingers.
You gotta think this thing is magically closing. It's not just like someone.
It's not just like a mouth. Like I won't. Let's just come back.
We'll come back.
Okay. Going up the stairs then to the next zone.
Yes. Yeah,
so. This tower.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You step up the stairs. You hear the mumbling and the grumbling of the Wizard of Light. And he's kind of walking back and forth. And as you step up in these stairs, you see 2 doorways, one right ahead of you and one to the left. And to the left, you hear the wizard in there. And he goes, oh, come on, Aethon, come on. He goes, you're the Illuminated. You're Illuminated. You're going to bring light. You can't figure out how to fix a damn telescope. And he starts like walking around and like rummaging through his notes again and stuff. What would you guys like to do in this situation? He has not noticed you. You're in like a room, and then directly in front of you of the stairs is a doorway to like a smaller room.
Door closed?
No, it's just an open doorway. Oh, okay. Like stone wall and a gap.
So there's 2 rooms, one that he's in and one that's
one. And if you peek into in the room he's in, you see a very large telescope. And this is kind of like an observatory. So when you peek through that doorway, that half of the room is like open on top. And he's looking out through a telescope, like a huge one, out the top of it. And there's like a desk with notes and such. Hmm. The other room looks like kind of just like a little storeroom with some books and such in there.
What the? So what we like it. Ambush.
Go fuck him up.
Yep. Ambush.
Right in and fuck him up.
Good job.
Do it.
Okay, so you're going to just charge in the room then?
May as well.
Jump up on this wizard.
Surprise!
Okay, so as you guys charge into the room, Aethon, the Wizard of Light, Aethon the Illuminated, he kind of jumps in a scare and turns around. He goes, okay. What are you guys doing here? He goes, why did they let you in? How'd you even get in here? He just flexed the muscles again. he goes, okay. So you flex that my statues and they just let you in?
Yup.
Damn right.
He goes, damn it. All right, now I'm going to have to replace those. They've been slacking a lot. One of them, I even been seeing him cry. I didn't think statues could cry.
I made him sweat.
You made him sweat?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something wrong with him. I'm gonna replace those.
Begin.
And he kind of doubles back and just kind of steps back and forth and goes back to his telescope looking through it. And he's looking through it and he's like, man. He goes, I just wish I could figure this out. I wish I could figure this out. And he kind of gestures to you, Miss Muffin. And he's like, will you take a look through this? Will you just take a look through this and tell me what you see?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah? Okay, give me a perception check as you go and you peek through the telescope.
20.
Natural 20?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Swear to God.
I swear, look.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wow. Okay, so this is big. Because I didn't.
You didn't expect this.
No, this is insane because I did expect it, and I wrote a special fucking thing down. And I'm like, if they get a natural 20 while looking through this, this is what's going to
happen. This is going to be awesome.
So you look through it.
Space Invader.
And immediately as you look through this thing, you're not looking up into space or you're not looking up into anywhere else. You're looking at your hometown where the parade was, and you see. Like destroyed floats, people kind of just walking around picking up pieces, and then with your natural 20, you're kind of like looking through this, and then you see four people. Like there's like a tiefling, there's the ones that look your counterparts you saw in the silhouettes, the shadows when you were transported here. They're like walking around the streets and they're like whipping people and like smacking them around and like pointing them around and like ordering them to do things and all of this. And then as you're looking through it, you see them kind of look up almost at the telescope where you're looking at your view, and then you kind of step back from it as you just noticed all of this happening inside your hometown. Creepy. Through this telescope. Aethon sees you jump back and he's like, well, what did you see?
You'll never believe what I saw.
He goes, exactly, that's exactly what I said. Nobody will believe what I saw. He goes, but the magic surged, and when it did, it made my telescope not be seeing space anymore. He goes, I wanted to see what was up there. I wanted to see the stars. He goes, but now I see whatever the hell this is. He goes,
it's my home.
He like points through it again. He goes, what even is that? And it's like a car, like with four wheels driving around. He's like, what is that? Because that's some kind of a carriage not being pulled by a horse or nothing. So you guys kind of get the sense that this is why he's been going mad, why he's been so delicately trying to figure out how to change things with magic, because...
Has he tried turning down the magnification?
he goes, I did. I tried to turn down the magnification. He goes, it didn't do anything. All I see is this. If you look through this is all I see. He goes, I can't give any explanations. He goes, but this is all I see. So... You kind of have now, the emos, Lilith Darko, had visions and is willing to give you any information she can on what is happening. And you know that Aethon the Illuminated does not have any information on why this is happening or what caused it, only that his telescope is messed up. What do you guys choose to do with this? As he just continuously goes to work without acknowledging you guys.
I feel like either smashing him or smashing the telescope.
I think we probably shouldn't smash the telescope.
We should probably just smash him. Yeah. I'm going to smash something.
You can smash him. You can roll your attack. So, he's completely disregarding you.
Don't smash the telescope. That's how we can see him.
I'm going to get up right behind him while he's distracted with his work, and I'm going to crack him back to head with the Emerald Fury ball. Okay. It's lit.
I will make sure to light it right before I bike. This guy may be their only ticket home.
Yeah, true.
Maybe. That's a quiver. Anyway, I don't care if we go home or not, so you better take points.
You know
You have to wrangle me up.
You know
that I have 31 cats waiting for me at home that I hope are still alive.
They already ate each other, for sure.
You know that both have... You know that Lilith, Darko, and the Emos have information. This guy doesn't necessarily have any information. He doesn't know what's going on.
He don't even know why he's seeing it in the telescope.
Yeah, he just has a telescope.
But he has the view to our world.
Well, we're not destroying the telescope.
Okay, just because
we
telescope. Kill him doesn't mean...
Keep the telescope.
I'm cracking him.
But is okay, the telescope...
Do I get advantage for being right behind him?
No, it's coming.
Sure, yeah, because he's distracted.
Where's the ray of light coming from that he's...
That's just on top of his tower.
Okay, so
like the eye of Sauron. But for light.
Okay, so it looks like a 24 to hit was the best one I had.
I'm going
to
say it does.
Why are we beating him up?
You're sent here to kill him by Lilith, Darko, the Emos.
Yeah, he's doing some crazy stuff magically. Alright, let's damage looks like 8 plus 1 fire, so 9 in total.
8 plus 1 fire, 9 in total. Okay. Good hit.
Right.
Now we're going to roll initiative.
Oof. Not good.
2.
Don't forget to add your initiative bonuses.
Oh, snap. Nice. I forgot. 5 altogether.
Okay. I'll do some real quick, super fast. So, everybody wants to give me their initiatives. Go ahead.
19.
5.
Okay.
3. Oh. Yeah, what again?
9.
It was not good.
All right. All right.
But I did hit him first. So.
He is gonna get a.
He's not happy. I'm sure.
The hammer.
Yeah. Actually, it's a... plus... Yeah, it's 9. Alright. So that would mean first up is Archie Ortiz with a 19.
Alrighty. Just gonna go ahead and start this off strong. And gonna try to hit him with the Fist of Unbroken Air.
Oh, okay. Starting off strong. I don't remember all the rules for that one, so...
I believe it is a spell slot I have to use.
I think it's to make a save on it.
Yeah.
Still get shoved back no matter what, I think.
But, alright, let's see if I even hit.
I don't even know if you have to hit.
Oh. 7. I don't know if I have to hit either.
It might just be...
Because it doesn't
pop it.
Click on it.
He might just have to make a save no matter what.
Tap on the thing.
Create a blast. Spend 2 key points and choose a creature within 30 feet. The creature must make a strength saving throw. On a failed save, the creature takes 3d10 bludgeoning damage, plus an extra 1d10 bludgeoning damage for each additional key point you spend. You can push the creature up to 20 feet away, and you knock it prone. On a successful save, the creature takes half as much damage, and you don't push it or knock it prone. So I don't have to roll for it?
No. As long as he's like, within 30 foot, you target them.
Yeah.
And then he has to make a strength save. If not, then he takes full 3d10.
Yeah, 3d10.
Okay. And he flies back and goes prone.
Okay, so you're using Fist of the Unbroken Air?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to start this kind of over. So Fist of the Unbroken Air. So I need to make a what? Strength save?
Strength DC something.
What's your DC?
Or is it just whatever, beat his strength? Is that what it is?
Probably not. It's probably...
Sometimes
it's strength saving throw, yeah.
So what's your DC?
My DC is...
probably your wisdom, because he's a monk. So whatever your wisdom modifier is, would be your spell casting stuff.
Wisdom...
Okay.
I've...
What's it say? Let me see it.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Plus 2, so 15.
Okay.
So I got to roll over 15. 19.
Oh, shit.
All right. So he still takes half
damage?
Of 3d10, all
right,
and
so
he doesn't go prone or get pushed back.
Let me roll these.
So half of whatever you roll.
That one.
Oh.
3
of them.
Two, four. Wow. So
two
that was 5. What do you want to do? Round up or round down on half of 5?
half of five?
Yeah.
That's all you got was five.
3d10 and got two and a one.
Yeah, I'll give you up.
We got three.
Or is it three damage?
So yeah, three. Yeah. That's freaking tragic.
That okay. is tragic.
I just used two key points for nothing.
For three damage.
Yeah.
Tragedy. It'd be that way sometimes.
Damn.
But if I'd have used something else and rolled up the 7, it wouldn't hit. So, I guess all is right.
I might go all out, too.
I should have used my
weapon. So, you did 5 more damage to him. Smacky, smack, smack. Fleestick, it's your turn. Right? You done, Archie?
Okay. I can do anything else.
Fleestick, your turn, pal.
All right, I'm going to do...
Cleric being empowered by his new...
Sacred Flame.
Power of Trash. That's a dex save, correct?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What's your DC?
13. 13? Or wait, hold on. 13.
Oh, it is. Okay. All right, 13. That is a 5 plus 1, 6. Failed. So that is what?
On D8.
Yep, D8 of damage. Radiant damage.
8.
8 damage?
Yep.
Max damage. Good hit. 8 damage. Smoked. Spellcaster. Okay. So, it is Aethon the Illuminated's turn. He's like, what are you guys doing? Why are you doing this? Hitting me in the head and stuff. He goes, alright. And like snaps his fingers. And, you hear in the other room next to you this rumbling, and then a spirit of light steps through the room and joins the fray.
You're just being so mean to
her. Okay. He rolled a 15 on his initiative, so he'll go up next turn, next round. So that was his turn calling in his spirit of light. Miss Muffins, your turn.
I'm gonna be all like, dude, why are you casting light on all these emos? They don't like it.
He goes, well, they're the ones worshiping the darkness, and I'm not about the darkness, so I'm gonna get rid of that dark. That's all there is to it.
We gotta kill you for that.
Yeah, you're gonna have to die.
You're gonna have to die, buddy.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get out of here, bro.
As dogs bark angrily outside of his tower. There's a bunch of dogs just bark crazy. Alright, Duke, it's your turn.
You be all like, it's not up to you, and slice and dice him.
Let's see. It's probably going to take up my turn, but I will. Half gram of the meth. Snorting it.
Alright.
Why?
And then rage.
Supercharge.
And then rage as well?
Yes.
So that'll be advantage
oh
on
my God.
Attacks or what? How does that work? Strength checks?
Bonus action, plus 2 damage with strength weapons, plus physical damage resistance.
You get a bonus action, don't you? Like frenzy strike or something?
That's if I do a frenzied rage, which I am going to do.
Yeah.
That one gives me a bonus action during rage, which you said that the meth also did that, a second attack from it.
Yeah, so you get
three attacks.
Yes, 2 attacks and a bonus action attack.
But the frenzy to leave me with 1 level of exhaustion after my rage is over.
Okay. Good deal.
And, well, I guess I could use my frenzy bonus action.
Well, you use bonus action to rage.
True, but since it's frenzied rage, it wouldn't give you another one.
Okay. It's already your action.
End of turn.
Okay. Archie, your turn. Oh, what? She went. She.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
She talked.
Alrighty, well, I'm gonna friggin' swing this cane at his face.
So you go at the, at Aethon or the Spirit of Light?
Aethon.
Okay.
He's gonna get it.
Give it to him.
Oh god, 11?
I gotta pull up my sheet. No.
Yeah,
will not hit.
Didn't figure.
Yeah, will not hit.
Can I, no, never mind. You have to hit first before you get a... End of turn.
Flea stick, I believe. Oh, nope, it is a Spirit of Light's turn.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so...
Fucked.
this thing teleports like right up next to you guys, because it can go and can move to a space of one hostile creature space and stop there. So it moves to that space and just stays there, and it's like almost into you, like it's just like forming around you. Mm. That was its move, was to use that, so to get up there. Flea stick, now it's your turn.
Alright, I'm gonna whack that dude with my flea mace.
Whack that dude.
Actually,
whack that dude off.
Yeah, let's whack
Which
that
one?
Dude off.
With the Aethon or the Spirit of Light?
Aethon.
Okay.
Crit fail.
Really?
Yep.
Wowza.
Wow.
Okay, so you go and you go to swing at him and you miss and you smack the telescope behind him and you smack it and it cracks a little bit down the middle. It's not broken completely, but it is cracked. So all right, it's Aethon's turn. His turn to actually do something. Oh yeah. He is going to use Burning Hands, which is no fun for any of you. You need to make a dex. Oh, so let's see, who all ran up? Duke ran up and hit him in the back of the head. You hit him in the back of the head. You hit him in the back of the head. Kelly stayed back and talked. So you three need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Me?
All three of you.
Is it one I can see?
Yes, you can see him.
I can see the
it's burning
what's
hands.
Coming
yeah,
at me.
He's like holding his hands out, about to shoot flames.
Well, then I get advantage on it because of danger sense.
Okay. So you make a beat a 14.
I got an 8, so I'm taking whatever it was.
Okay.
I also got an 8.
This is
a piece of fucking shit.
19.
Okay, so you you like throw your shield up, your trash can lid, and just like hop up in between it and like do a Captain America, like poof, like get smacked with it. And you two both stand there and go to jump out of the way and get hit. So we need to roll a damage.
Yay.
Ooh.
But not me, I'm safe.
Wow, you got lucky. 5 damage of fire. 5 fire damage. 3d6. You got 5.
I got another.
half maybe.
Yes, actually, you do take half. So you're gonna take
two.
Round up.
Yeah,
or down.
Two.
Yeah,
do 2. Okay. That was his turn. Oh, wait a minute.
Yep.
Yeah, that was his turn. All right, Miss Muffin, your turn. You're still standing back because you yelled at him to talk, and they all three ran up and I'm fighting him. So, and they just got blasted as he stuck his hands out and shot flames out of his hands and burnt them.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So indeed.
Can I use my like sneaky action, like my bonus sneaky action, as a way to take my cloak off real fast as I run up, or he's already right there as I like do something else? That way I can take my cloak off and still dagger?
No. Bonus action, you're able to use your cunning action, hide, disengage, or dash.
I know. I just need to get my cloak off.
Well, you can't right action. Now.
I'm just going to risk action. The damage, and I'm going to go ahead and just dagger.
Are you going to dagger him, or are you going to dagger Spirit of Light?
I don't know what daggering the Spirit of Light would do.
It's like right up on you guys. It teleported up on them.
I know,
and
but
you're kind of back, so.
Can it even take damage from a dagger?
I don't know.
That's true.
I'll have to
say you can choose what you want to do.
I'll risk it
you're
for the biscuit.
You're kind of in between it and them, so.
He needs to take the
cloak off. Yeah, he's radiant of light. I'll take
one,
light damage because the cloak.
She only takes a plus one.
So I'm gonna pass and just dagger the other guy. So
you're gonna dagger the other guy?
Yeah.
Okay, you're gonna dagger Aethon?
Yeah.
All right, go for it. You get advantage, so roll twice, take the higher number.
8.
Plus to hit.
6 plus 6. 8 plus 6.
Alright, that will hit. So you can do your damage and sneak attack.
So this says 1d4 plus 4 because it's my plus 1 dagger.
Okay, and then...
So 4 plus 4.
So 4 damage, and then you get to do sneak attack.
Which is 2d6.
Yep.
1, 5, so 6 altogether.
6, good. Good hit. Good round. Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, Crystal, your turn, pal.
I'm gonna...
Things are popping off.
I'm gonna grapple the old wizard.
Grapple? Oh boy, a wizard's favorite thing, strength. Put a strength check. Let's get it. Athletics, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Ooh, good roll.
So, I got an 11. He could probably beat that.
Plus, that's with your pluses?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he beat that. 17.
Damn.
He kind of like shrugs you off.
As punishment, he's still getting 2 bonus action attacks.
You still, you got your extra attack.
So,
first bonus action attack. That is a 19 plus 7 to hit.
Let me do the math. Yes.
Okay. All right. That's a 6 plus 5, so 11 and 1 fire damage, so 11. 12 in total.
Good hit.
And second bonus action attack.
Yeah. You're all juiced up right now.
That is 11 plus 7 to hit, 18.
Yeah. Okay.
That is another 6 plus 5, goodness, and then 1 fire damage, so 12 in total.
And another 12. All right.
He
shrugged you off with the grapple. He's like, you thought that would work on me? Just got like cracked in the head, like gave it to him.
Green fire mace.
All right, Archie, your turn.
I would have had advantage if I grappled him. I would have just been like...
Alrighty, I am going to hit him with the cane.
Swoop.
15 plus 5.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. Let's get it.
This poor guy is getting jumped.
1d6 plus 3. 6 plus 3. Give him 9 damage. And then I'm going to go ahead and...
6 plus 3, 9 damage.
Bonus action.
Yes.
You swing your cane down...
You leveled up.
Swing your cane down and you fucking crack him right in the head, and you can see that this was just the one hit that gave him one too much damage to his brain. And you hit him in the head with it, and it's like the lights just go off, and his brain shuts down,
like,
and he falls over,
and, shit,
and he is dead. The wizard falls to the ground.
So does this mean his light being is...
The spirit of light remains.
I stab him twice with the trench knife.
Yeah, bonus action on that.
Can I bonus action and use it against that person?
Go for it.
Or that person.
That being.
Can I stab him twice with the trench knife?
Sure.
Flurry of blows.
I want to make sure.
Flurry of blows coming out the spirit of light.
2 in the chest.
Flurry of blows?
Yep.
What's that one do?
That's the one that I used to use, where if he...
Training allows you to harness the mystic energy of ki. Your access to this energy is represented by a number of ki points. Your monk level determines the number of points you have.
It should allow him to do an extra bonus action unarmed strike that if he lands, he can choose. He can choose the prone.
I say his is different because he's a different class, I think. Way the other.
This says immediately after you take the attack action on your turn, you can spend 1 key point to make 2 unarmed strikes as a bonus action. I have 1 left. Might as well. I'll use a key point and hit him with 2 flurry of blows.
Okay. Or is it flurry of blows and then 2 unarmed strikes? Is what it's saying, I think.
Yeah.
You get a flurry of blows, and then...
I think it's saying it gives you a second unarmed.
Flurry of blows, immediately after you take the action of on your turn, you can spend 1 key point to make 2 unarmed strikes. So you spend the key points for the flurry of blows to hit, and then once that's done, you can spend another key point to make 2 unarmed strikes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then I'll just use my last key point to do the flurry of blows, and...
Okay, yeah.
Alrighty, let's see if I can even hit him.
Hit him. You should. He's
you did.
Weak boy.
Alrighty. 13 plus 5.
13 plus 5. That will hit.
And a d4.
Oh, wait. Drunk Spirit of Light. I was looking at the other one. Let me
18.
Make sure.
That's a good AC. I mean,
18, yeah, you said?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, that hits.
About to say, dude.
Where
is
it?
This one? Is it?
Okay. Yeah. 1d4 plus 3. Let's see what he gets. Alright. 2 plus 3, 5 damage.
5 damage to the spirit of light.
Let's go! I don't have any key points left.
You, when you swing into him, you definitely see that it hits him, but it, like, goes through him and kind of doesn't phase him too badly as you strike him with your, cane. Or with your flurry of blows, punching him, whatever you hit him. Spirit of Light's turn.
How Archie, are we going to defeat this?
You are in his zone, so...
I will use my fire mace. It may affect
next.
Light creatures.
He is going to like do a multi-attack.
Oh, God. Please don't kill me. I'm sorry, sir.
Swing, swing, swing.
2 plus 4, that won't hit.
I'm going to do a backflip and he misses.
14 plus 4, that will hit.
Yep.
And that is... Okay, 8. I'm going to D8 here.
What did he say?
What did he say? 7. 7 radiant light damage.
That's freaking tragic.
Blast it on you. Flea stick, your turn, cleric.
Alright, just the light guys left?
Yep, spirit of light.
Alrighty. Let's do sacred flame on this dude. Need a dex roll.
Yes. 14 plus 5. That will save.
Yeah,
big time save. Anything else? You got? I don't know if you got any bonus actions or not.
I don't think I got any bonus actions.
Alright, Miss Muffin.
I'm gonna take my cloak off before I die from this.
Okay.
Light damage.
You're gonna use your action to take off your cloak?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
Okay, that's fine. Anything else you wanna do? Because you can do like hunting action hide and
I
stuff.
Can I do an unarmed strike if I did that?
No.
So what are you saying I can do?
You got cunning action, so like hide, stuff like that. It would give you advantage if you're hiding and you roll good stealth. Okay.
Nah.
Alright, Duke, your turn.
Alright, I'm gonna go for 3 attacks on that thing with the mace.
Okay. Get him.
That is 17 to hit.
Yep.
So that'd be 7 damage plus 1 fire, so 8.
8. Oh.
He's still kicking?
Yes.
Alright, next attack.
Definitely.
This one probably won't hit. 12 to hit.
No.
Okay, third attack. That is a crit.
Nice, okay.
Which means I'll roll double damage.
It will hit.
So since I roll double damage, there's 1 plus 5, 6, and then 11, so I'd be 72. That'd be 19 damage, 2 of it being fire.
19?
Yeah, because when I get a crit, I double damage roll from savage attacks.
So would that be another? Because don't we already do double damage for crit?
That's true, yeah.
So yeah. Well, then that would stack.
And then so that one is another 12 damage. Or no, sorry, that was 10. But my mathing wasn't mathing.
All right. That means it is Archie's turn.
The thing's tough.
He is tough.
Let's whack the shit out of it.
Oh, God. I don't really know what I can do to hurt it.
Punch it. Apparently my mace was somewhat effective.
Alrighty, I'm gonna try to use my cane.
Could have been more effective. Say that.
I'm gonna try to hit him with the cane again.
It is resistant.
I don't have any darkness magic, so...
Ha! No. 2 plus 5.
No, it will not hit. Spirit of Light's turn.
Please don't
hurt me. I think it's going to hit you, Duke.
Thank God.
Makes sense. So I'm sure it's got a vengeance on its mind.
That is... Natural 1.
So a good try.
So he thinks he's going to hit you. And he charges up his attack. And blasts it out and hits himself with his own damage. And doesn't realize what he's doing and over radiates himself with radiant light and implodes. And the spirit of light is gone.
Killed himself.
When?
What a jackass.
As it fades away. And you feel the magic of this place kind of like fall away. All the light magic that was locking everything and binding everything kind of just falls off.
Huh.
And with that, the Wizard of Light falls to the ground, laying there on the ground, and says up to you, he says, all I wanted to do was spread a little light in a little dark place.
So this is still what alive? I get. I just stabbed him twice earlier. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. And then he dies. And he just kind of breathes out his last breath.
He was literally like, he died. I was like, just to be sure, he said, I just wanted to spread the light.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Flea Stick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes as the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.